3, 2, 1. Hello there, Gia.
Last off. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
It's an exciting time to be alive today, isn't it?
Yes. A new frontier for us, you might say.
Yep. The Iris Dement of recording apps.
Yes, we've broken our ties with Ringer, at least for now. Unless they try to woo us back, then we'll see what they have to offer.
Yeah, with a sponsorship or something. but yeah, we were just debating this new app we're using has a camera option, which is terrifying to
us. I think that's the proper reaction, Gia.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, why am I looking at myself? And so we were wondering if we put this on YouTube, but does anybody go to YouTube for their podcasts? Like,
I don't know. I don't think so. And I just don't think it would help us.
Because before becoming a podcaster myself, I was not really a podcast user.
Yes, right.
So, and now when I listen to some of them, I'm literally just listening. I'm not watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know some people do have a visual aspect. Like, don't Stone Cold and the Jackal do a...
Well, sure, yes. And I think the case could be made for why they have the camera on.
Are you saying the case could be made for why we should not have camera?
I'm just saying I have a face for radio, I think. And currently also an arm for radio because it's still got poison ivy all over it. Are you with me, Gia? Don't tell me I've lost you. I've lost you. What happened to you, Gia? Why does this keep happening to us?
Oh my God. Are you serious?
You're back. It was just a little bit. I don't know what's happening, but I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen. Maybe
we're
going to
pretend.
Just,
okay.
Yeah. It's just like a reality check for us, I think.
It's probably my phone. Okay. We're sorry, people. We'll try to move on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because we do have a lot of shit went down in Port Charles over Friday and today.
Yes.
And the parapet once again.
The parapet. I was like, oh, I knew they were moving towards it. They were thrashing around that cat fight.
They were thrashing,
awesome.
Yeah. I wonder how they sort of rehearse stuff like that. You know?
I don't know, but that was so awesome.
It was very good. It was very effective. Yes.
I don't think any two people could have done that better. That was just so great.
You're right. Yeah, it almost deserves a special category of a Demi Award, you know. Best
and
cat
Ava.
Fight.
Ava is like a cat with a mouse, you know, like just, what have we here with the envelope?
She should have known not to take her eyes off Esme, though. That was
She churned a little bit, and that
that was all it took. Yeah.
And do we know what's in the envelope?
Well, Esme had flashed back to when she was writing this letter, right, to her old
man. Right,
nanny.
But I mean, I didn't hear anything terribly damning in that little flashback. So
I'm not sure what else was in there. And why wouldn't she have mailed it, right?
Right. Well, I think
she didn't
showed her,
it,
like,
I guess.
Yeah, she didn't finish it, and she shoved it in that safe really quick, and I don't remember what happened there. But I just didn't hear anything that was... a huge secret that would have
not yet. Does Spencer know that she's still in touch with her nanny? He does, right? Because
he found a pile of letters.
So that's not really a secret.
So I didn't know why that was, but anyway.
So
fantastic. And now she's gonna wash up on whatever side of
the Pennsylvania side of the river.
And
Nixon Falls will be back, and then the Tano. She'll have forgotten who she is, and she'll be a lovely young country gal. And she'll reopen the Tano with maybe some of her trust fund money. And now you're gone again, Gia, aren't you? That'll be exciting, I think. Let's see, what else? Keep trying, Gia. I can't believe we might have to abort this one. Iris, you've let us down already. Are you still there, Gia?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, you're back. Okay.
Oh, that's going to be really annoying to everyone involved, isn't it?
It is. We're going to have to try another option, I guess, after this one.
Maybe if I used my laptop or something instead of, I don't know.
Maybe. How old is your laptop?
Pretty old.
Hmm.
I don't even know.
Yeah, we got to get you something else, like a tablet or something.
Got to upgrade.
Yeah, maybe we should start a GoFundMe page.
I mean,
for
I
you.
Wasn't even. It's funny, like the laptop would never even came out until the pandemic, and then it was like suddenly we had to start Skyping and all that crap.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we could do a test run with that next time.
All right.
Then we'll just keep our fingers crossed that this is going to continue to cooperate more or less. Okay, so we had their cat fight. Meanwhile, we had a lot of courtroom drama.
Yep.
Right?
And, yep, with Diane and Spencer's big reveal. How did you think Spencer did?
I thought he did pretty well, although I don't know why he didn't bring up the pills that that Esme slipped.
Yeah, like, why
it, right?
is he withholding information? Yeah, like, he has this really damning bit of evidence.
Yeah, and more than that, too. Yeah, I don't... Yeah. This is all a little bit frustrating. Maybe
but
he thought
I did like
somehow
the way
that
he waved
would...
his arms around today.
did he wave his arms around much?
Well, when Nicholas was trying to tell
trying
him
to
what...
Trying to talk to him, yeah.
And he was, like, holding him by one arm and sort of gesturing with the other, like, but Father...
Yeah. You know.
Father.
Father. Son.
It's like that cartoon that like with who was it that was but Father. Like, we were talking about the mouse. It's like a huge mouse. And it was really a kangaroo. What was that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh come
about,
on. Gina. It's a Looney Tune, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm sure it is.
The father,
sure
the father is. Cat, and the son cat.
It's not gonna happen for me. I can't help you with that one. But are you gone now, or are you just pouting? Oh, sheesh, you're gone again. Keep trying. I wondered myself when Nicholas was really trying to spill the beans to Spencer. How is Spencer going to take this news since he pretty much has realized, and of course before his father did, that Esme is a psychopath. So do you think he's going to forgive his father, or is he just going to lose whatever bit of respect he has for him? Please try to talk, Gia, or we're going to have to pull the plug on this one. I don't know. But it did seem like Spencer was coming around. And actually what it made me think about poor little Rory sitting there in the courtroom thinking that he was going to be like Trina's hero just for supporting her. And of course, Spencer completely ran right over him with his big reveal. So no, Gia. Oh boy, Gia, I think we're going to have to stop this one. Oh, now you're back.
Oh, I'm back?
Yeah.
It's like Horton hears a who. Oh, God, we are here. We are here. It's funny, you get very nervous sounding when I disappear.
I am, because I don't think I have that much to say.
You've got plenty to say.
But then nobody wants to hear just me. Like,
I don't think they want to hear me, but
I think the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Right?
Parts, sure. That's a good one, yeah. I did do a little Wikipedia work. Do you want to hear about it?
Sure. Okay. So you mean you've got like 1 minute to speak and that's how you want to use it.
I know.
All right.
Well, okay. Let me tell you my thought process. I was admiring Diane in the courtroom. I think she's like the way she dresses and the fact that she can walk so beautifully on those really high heels.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like, have you ever worn heels like that in your life?
Not on purpose.
Or even by accident. Like, I could never, ever wear
heels. I
don't
think so. No.
Even wearing a small heel, I feel like I have to kind of spread my legs apart and stabilize my stance, you know? Like
that is how they were intended to be worn.
True. Yeah. Well, au contraire, I know your dirty little mind has associated them was sexuality and hypersexualness.
Okay, sure.
But did you know that they started it more as a male bit of footwear? Did you know that?
Okay. All right. I guess I can think of guys in curly wigs and stuff. And...
Yeah, yeah. But even before that, like ancient Egypt was kind of when they first, and they were indicating an upper class status. But then also,
so they just
like,
literally wanted to be upper.
Literally upper class. And butchers in Egypt also elevated themselves by platformed sandals to keep the blood away from their feet.
Well,
so I needed like that thing.
That would explain why Ava might wear a heel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's gonna be blood.
And also, it would be cute if Ryan started wearing heels.
Well, and Cody, because they have a relationship to horsemen, like Persian cavalry, wore them like.
Uh oh. You cut out, Gia. You cut out on me. And I'm not sure that I'm sorry. and I can't finish that thought for you because I was just barely hanging on to it. but you go ahead and keep trying to come back. We'll get back to our courtroom scene as soon as you find your voice again. There was one mistake that our beloved Diane made. It seemed like she used Nicholas's name when she was questioning Trina, and when she meant to say Spencer, of course, but that was the only time she made that mistake, and Trina didn't catch it. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. And I like how they don't have the budget for an actual jury, so we never see the jury. I think that's fun. They could have brought in, I don't know, maybe a couple of dummies or something, mannequins, maybe. Are you there, Gia? Please come back. I miss you. now you might just not come back to be spiteful. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, you know what I thought was nice, and this is completely on a different topic, but also hospital related. Mac and Felicia at the pool at the Metro Court.
Oh, you liked that?
I kind of did. I mean, sure,
oh, hey,
it was
I'm
a
back.
Little bit corny. You're back. Yeah.
Oh, it was super corny.
It was, but I thought, you know, it kind of, I think they're sort of convincing as a couple, don't you?
Oh, they're very convincing as a couple, but it's just they make them seem a little bit like stupid or something. I don't know.
Maybe cute.
A little
kind of cute.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, too cute. He had some odd bone structure going on there, like his shoulder bone. There was a bone sticking out. I don't know.
I didn't see that. I don't know.
I was like, wow, what's going on there? It looked like the bone would poke right through the skin. I don't know what was happening.
I don't know. I don't know how that.
I don't think that's
that
what those girls were finding sexy.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. But it seemed like to me, like he and Felicia, Laura and Kevin, you know, they're just nice.
Yeah, they seem like real
solid couples,
like,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say one more? Well, a couple more things about shoes.
Two more things. You sure?
Couple more. So, okay. Like in the same way that the butchers would wear shoes, like during medieval times, people started wearing very high heels because there was like so much excrement and crap in the streets.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. Uh-huh.
So early on, things were not sexualized with the high heel. And that happened more like around World War II era, apparently, when it became related to female sexuality.
Yeah.
Like the stiletto style heel.
Right. Well, and you know, Jordan wears a lot of those very high heels, which seems very impractical to me.
Yeah. And well, and like you said, the sort of seeing sort of.
Now you're gone again, Gia. Unbelievable. It shows your internet connection. That's interesting. But there was a little blip of sound.
What? I don't know.
There you are.
There I am again?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Am I doing something to it?
I feel like maybe.
Well, it doesn't like me talking about shoes, so I'll shut up about it. But
thank God. Like me saying it doesn't mean anything, but if Iris says it, then you'll listen.
I'll listen to Iris. Okay. Okay, but yeah, Felicia and Mac are cute, and I do believe them as a couple. It's true, but
yeah, it was weird to see them and like to have sort of a scene kind of manufactured around them.
That's
what
it is. Every time they give him dialogue, it feels very manufactured. They're like, we know we have to give him the scene, but what are the, you know, like they had that silly baby scare thing.
Yeah, that I'm glad we're past that. But yeah, it seemed like it's sort of apropos of nothing, and I guess they're working their way towards Felicia working with Sam, which
And like okay, that brings up a good point. So Sam's sitting there having an iced tea, and supposedly she's terribly busy on this case.
Oh yes, well, very busy. Trials, very busy.
The trial's already happening, you know, and you're sitting on your butt on your keister having a lovely iced tea or whatever that was.
Doing nothing,
and
doing
nothing, and it's just kind of like Curtis, like sitting in the hospital. Like I don't. Like, do they not understand the trial is in progress?
Trina couldn't have a weaker support crew out there, you know? Oh, now you're gone, Gia. So let's figure out, what did you just do?
I scratched my eye.
Okay, you're back.
Well, I scratched my eye. Was that it?
That was it. Iris. Of course, Iris isn't going to want you to mess with your eyes. Duh.
This is going to be very frustrating for people to try and listen to beyond the usual.
Beyond the usual. I know. I know. We'll give away more t-shirts to make up for this. If anybody's interested, still feel free to email us at atableatthetano@gmail.com. Okay.
Okay. Let's see what else. Oh yeah. And you mentioned that there was no jury. That was pretty funny. Like I thought maybe that was COVID related.
Maybe, maybe, but it's funny when they, you know, look to whatever that wherever the jury is supposed to be, you know, and the camera doesn't move.
And don't you think they could have had, in the same way that they have like the sound of horses in that barn where there's only that one one half dead horse, they could have the sound of people
kind of
horses
shuffling. Yeah, that would be great to have horses.
Yeah, horses nickering away. But they could have people like coughing and clearing their throats you know, shifting around in their seats and just make us think, you know.
Yeah,
they must have a sound man, right?
I think so. I mean, I know they have someone who keeps playing Billy Libby. So,
Did that happen again? Did I miss it?
No, not that I know of. It hasn't happened that I'm aware of. But I do have my fan blasting, and I'm usually reading subtitles, so I don't know if I'm hearing all the music right now.
Really, you're just catching this. Well, that's why you caught the Nicholas thing, probably because you read it. I didn't notice that.
Also, well, one thing I did see when Willow was in the exam room with
TJ, that was the other big thing,
and he was getting ready to do a blood draw, and he was putting on the surgical glove. I don't know if you noticed that. It was like his very first time putting on a glove, and like all of the
I didn't notice
that. All of his fingers were bunched in like one. it was kind of funny. Guess he didn't practice that ahead of time.
Yeah, they should have had like actually done the blood draw, like made it real, like real legit. You know.
Yeah, Willow screaming.
Yeah, like. You better call the phlebotomist. You don't know what you're doing. Phlebotomist?
Phlebotomist, right, Gia. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, I didn't like the way he was withholding information from her all that time either. I thought that was ridiculous.
Very
realistic. I mean, sure, my doctor won't tell me the names of things also because...
That's very, very different.
But he's just a silly Billy.
He's like, this idiot will find everything out on her Google egg anyway. Why waste my time?
I did. I remembered enough of the lingo to look it up when I got home.
Do you read things off a pad to him when you're there at the office?
I should pull up my Wikipedia for him.
Do you have Wi-Fi? Can I connect my egg?
Yeah, can I call on Google while we're having our appointment?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're a real favorite there.
I know, and they're so silly. I don't know.
Yeah,
should have
so
been put up with me.
They have to be really saints.
The funny thing about me is I have all these worries that are like not what I should be worrying about, and then the big stuff mm-hmm. that I should be worrying about. I'm like, oh really? You found what in there? You know, like.
Huh.
But could you look at this one?
Do we need,
spot
to,
on my
do we need
skin,
to circle
please?
Back to that, what they found in there?
No.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's gone. It's all good.
Okay.
Anyway, but okay, so the leukemia, totally saw that coming because you knew
right.
it was going to have to be a blood thing.
Right, right. And it's going to have to somehow relate to who her relatives are, right?
Like he's going to need like a bone marrow or
right,
something.
Right, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and there'll be some like something to do with the baby as well, obviously the pregnancy and
right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean a lot of that was manufactured. Like the fact that she's not telling Michael, I don't know, of course. That's soapy tropey to not like to create
definitely.
Secrets where there's no need to create secrets.
Right.
And,
right. Yeah. Yeah. I like how
my husband
she's...
is like wishing I would keep stuff from him, you know.
Why can't you be more like Willow?
Don't tell me every single thing that happens.
Or like Sasha, who's talked out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, poor Sasha. It's not funny, but I was like,
that was pretty real. I guess both Sasha's side and Brando's. You know.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, but it does seem like probably how that sort of thing would go, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're struggling. I don't know any addicts in my life that have just like had a clean like okay I'm good now you know like stopped
yeah,
and
yeah.
totally you know there's been lots of falling off wagons mm-hmm. and back
yeah.
on and you know
yeah.
I think it's a lifelong thing so
mm-hmm.
As much as I kind of hate that storyline for her
mm-hmm.
It's realistic that you know everybody's like oh I'm so tired of the drug thing with her it's like but yeah it's realistic that she's struggling that much.
Right. And it kind of seems like, I mean, to her, apparently she hasn't hit bottom yet. Right. So,
yeah.
What's bottom going to look like if it's not like hitting a lady with your car and having sort of a breakdown on TV?
I mean, for some people, bottom is, you know, being incarcerated. It's like being thrown out of your home and
mm-hmm.
on the streets and, you know.
Mm hmm. Or having to listen to somebody talk about the history of high heels.
History of high heels, yeah.
That sort of
thing. There's so much. I wish you would read it all. It's really quite interesting. Like, I'm just going to slip in the fact that they didn't used to have, like, different left and right shoes. Like, imagine that for a minute, if you will. Like, I never thought about that.
It makes a lot of sense in a way, right?
I guess so, yeah. I mean... construction of shoes was probably not nearly as specialized
advanced.
As it is now. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But sort of funny. So you could just put on whatever, be fine.
Right. Yeah. All right, Gia. I'll give you that one.
With that.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. So we got oncology. We've got drug abuse. What else did we have?
It's still a little funny how certain characters just sort of fall off the face of the planet for a while, you know, and
like
you almost forget. Well, I'm thinking like Brad, you know, and stuff
Brad,
like that, and Britt,
you
know.
Yep.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what I want at this point. We should say it was nice not to see Cody. Right?
Yes. Yeah. For once.
Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah, and Sam, it's not related to Cody, but Sam didn't bother me as much today. Like, I'd like to see more of her just sort of in a calm, non-girlfriendy role, talking about work or something like that.
I guess so. Sure.
Also, her shirt had a very long string on it. I thought my cat would love that shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
He's wearing kind of a peasant thing with a drawstring
mm-hmm.
hanging off it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, you could not wear that near my cat.
I'm sure she'll make a note of that if she's listening.
Right.
What did you think about Michael? You think he's just completely gone over to the dark side.
The dark side. Well, he just sounds like a total. I don't want to say your word, but your
I know,
word.
But it is kind like of the word the phone, that.
Yeah, it's useful, and yeah. And also, and this is superficial, but like his hair. This is more, you know, I'm speaking more to the hair and makeup people, but he looked like a weatherman. Like his hair when he turns his head, like he's got the like a very sort of done, sort of sprayed looking hair for a young man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I liked him when he was growing his hair out a little bit.
Uh huh. A little shaggy. Yeah.
But maybe this is reflecting his uptight personality, like not a hair out of place kind of thing.
I suppose, yeah, and he seems like he's trying to sort of be a shark now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like a oh, hey, I had an outside show tie-in to General Hospital that I just discovered.
Okay.
Totally off topic of these episodes, but I just want to know if you remember. Do you remember Anthony Zakara?
Yeah, sure.
So I have been rewatching all of Hill Street Blues from the beginning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was Belker. Do you remember Belker?
Yeah, he's been around a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, and after I found that, I was like, oh, of course that was him. Because I remembered Anthony Zakara always creeped me out. He had a super creepy voice and a manner about him, and he was just like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and now I totally can't unsee that when I'm watching Hill Street Blues.
Right, sure. Okay.
But so he was a little character that, like, kind of a loner, but he was actually had, like, the most humanity of any character. But he would leap on people and bite them and.
right, yeah.
Uh-huh. And growl at them. And anyway, long career there.
Yeah. Lots of these. I mean, the soaps are good for, you know, keeping people going, I think.
Yep.
Starting them out and keeping them going.
That character got killed off, didn't he?
I think so. Although, yeah, I think so.
He was Claudia's father.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. when I was talking about Rory, you were muted. Did you feel a little bad for Rory in the courtroom?
I did. Poor delicate thing. He's a very delicate boy.
Yeah. He was. You could almost see him thinking, "Oh, come on."
Yeah, like, I was winning. And Spencer's like, I like how Spencer is very single-mindedly focused on Trina. Like, when Joss was trying to talk to him and sort of, like, say thank, you know, like, you actually did a good thing. He's like, right, yes, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He doesn't give a rat's ass about what she's talking about or, you know, anything she thinks of him. Or
he's
single-minded. He's still, like, a prince. You know,
that's true. Ironically, since Esme is the prince,
right? Oh yeah, good one. you know, he's still just an arrogant, spoiled brat, and he just did the right thing this one time. You were asking while I was in purgatory there, what did I think his reaction will be when he finds out that Nicholas slept with Esme?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll have a total hissy fit.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Or he could just couldn't. Don't you think he could just laugh and say, "My God, you're an idiot."
maybe, but it would be with scorn and
and it will kind of give him more ammo to kind of keep a distance between them two. Yeah,
he'll hold it against him for sure. And,
could you see in Nicholas's face when Spencer was talking about how he knew Esme was like guilty?
Yeah, like, wish you would have clued me in.
Was I the only one who didn't see it?
Well, he was the most stupid of anyone.
Yeah, and that does seem like that's doing him a bit of a disservice, because I didn't think he was that dumb.
You know what would be interesting is if we had Esme found but in a coma.
Ooh,
but also at the same time pregnant with Nicholas's love child. You know, like, and so it would be like a Nina sort of rerun.
Interesting.
Could happen.
It could happen. That's like a real soap opera kind of a thing. Geez, now we got the dog chiming in. Yeah, B doesn't like that.
Yeah, speaking of parentage, Did you notice when Felicia was speaking about joining Sam?
Yeah.
Talking about, yeah, you heard it, didn't you?
I just can't believe it. I just don't know how that could have happened.
It probably won't be true because why would they
hint
at it? That'll
be like the red herring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can start gloating now.
Do you know they use red herring and eyeshadow?
What?
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to work in more useless facts for you.
Oh, is that what you're going to start doing now? Because I thought you'd given that up a while ago.
I've been doing it a long time. And this stupid Google egg you gave me is helpful in that. Like, I was asking it the other day, like, why is my tortoiseshell cat so wonderful? And it tries to answer.
Man. Oh, there's probably a whole team of people gathered around at the other end, like, wow, do you think anybody's keeping an eye on her? Who is this Rory? Is she actually married, or is that her imaginary boyfriend?
About how special tortoiseshell cats are as far as their personalities and everything. I was fully satisfied with the answer I got.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Gia.
I don't know what you had in mind when you sent this.
You might just listen to music.
I do. The Bee Gees every day.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, gosh.
Except the Bee Gees station likes Paul Anka as well. I do not understand how that guy made it.
Yeah, I know. Some of their little algorithms or whatever, I think, are sort of failures. Yeah.
He sounds like a woman. Not that that's wrong, but...
Okay. Uh-huh.
Have you listened to any Paul Anka lately? I mean...
Not lately, no. No. Maybe not in like...
Do you hear laughter in the rain?
Wait, isn't that Neil Sedaka?
Oh, is that Neil Sedaka? I've got the wrong guy.
Yeah. Whoopsie. Now you've exposed me as a fan of Neil Sedaka. Well done.
What did Paul Anka sing?
Having my baby. That would have been
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
And some other stuff too, but
that's what Nicholas is going to be singing.
Yeah. I'm in that.
Well, that's a complication they could have for later on down the line, you know, they could have a child appear at any point and explain.
Oh, yeah, you mean if Esme disappears?
Yeah, yeah. They could have the evil spawn of Esme.
The eviler spawn?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The sub-variant. It'd be a sub-variant.
Wow, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was fun to watch her go over the parapet, but
I so knew it was coming as they're scrambling around. I was like, yes, but I didn't know who was going to go over. You know, Ava's already been over it once that one time.
Yeah, I think you only get to go over it once.
But she bounced.
But it seemed like she was far enough away from the edge that Nicholas should know that she didn't push her, right?
I think he might have caught the fact that she didn't push her. Like, I mean, you could see that obviously it was an accident, but maybe, I don't know, I'd have to watch it again.
To anybody else, nobody would ever believe that was an accident.
No, probably not. Probably not. So there'll be another trial. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, probably. Or just, it'll be, another, unfair kind of a persecution of somebody who's really just trying to protect her family.
She did give her a good smack earlier, though.
That was good. Good.
For a person who doesn't like violence, you really kind of enjoyed that violence.
Well, I know that's. I suppose that's true. But if anybody deserves a slap, it's Esme, right?
Yeah. I guess so. I bet they enjoyed doing that scene.
I bet they did too. I bet that's really fun for them.
It reminded me of high school.
Wow. Okay.
Didn't you ever have fights at your high school? I was never in any fights, but
no, I don't remember.
We had one building that, I think it was V building. the building. It was where my home room was. But anyway, it was kind of the more notorious for fights. I think it was like the Votech building or something, you know?
Okay.
That was where the pot smoking and the fights and stuff would happen.
The as in Volanino's gym?
Volanino's. Oh, yeah, we had a little a brick appearance.
Yeah.
And so he's on to Dex, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Smells a rat.
Yeah. Shouldn't be hard to smell a rat there, I don't think.
I like when Brick comes on. Yeah, he had the nice Volanino's sweatshirt on. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we can get those from their website.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that, won't we?
I wore my t-shirt the other day, the blue one. It was quite nice.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. Yep.
I even, like, I put a little bib on myself when I had lunch. That's how nice it is. The rest of my t-shirts, wow. I don't care.
Oh, that's nice, Gia. Wow.
Dropping the taco all down the front. I don't even care.
Yeah, gosh, you're the total package, aren't you?
I know it. And, yeah. You know, with the itching and the swelling and, yeah.
Yeah, and the poking yourself in the eye.
Yeah. But those hornets, why do the hornets bite me? Or I don't know if it's a wasp or hornet. I'm going to have to Wikipedia that. But
yeah, I'm sure we'll find out about that next time.
Really hurts.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Gosh, maybe some ice or something?
Oh, yeah, I did the ice. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I did the baking soda and the ice. I came flailing inside the house. Like, ah!
And Rory was wishing there was a back door.
No, he was very kind. But our water never gets cold here, so there was no quick cool down. Uh-huh. But we had some ice. It's all going to be okay. But it's like,
yeah,
that's twice in the past couple weeks. I don't know where their nest is, but mm-hmm. apparently I'm getting too close to it.
Apparently you are, Gia. You've pissed someone off. I think
did.
Out there,
Mother Nature. Yeah.
Maybe that was their favorite plant that you pulled up. And
it could be. Well, I'm not unhappy about that. I hope that thing dies a miserable death out there. anyway, what else do you want to say about General Hospital? Anything?
I think, did we cover it all? Oh, we had a little, and this wasn't really, really very, well, I guess it was a little bit interesting. The Elizabeth Finn thing.
Oh, right. So what's happening to her on the stairwell? They're really doing a lot of stairwell scenes. That's
yeah, a lot of those like weird angles where people are off kilter, I guess.
Sort of like a Hitchcock effect. Is
yes.
That maybe what
yes.
For? Yeah.
Well, was she was flashing back to Peter. And,
right.
And are we supposed to believe that sort of experience is part of like this fabric of her little, you know,
I thought her whole breakdown was over Franco's death.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's more complicated than that. I don't know. She did say she had worked through her grief, which seemed like wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she's still kind of just trying to pull one over on Finn? Like when she went back and kissed him and said, I love you, even though earlier her face looked like totally like,
shit.
Like, dude. Dude, yeah. You better step off. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Like when somebody says, I love you, and you say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it kind of seems like she's sort of splitting into two personalities, kind of, you know.
Well, she was in a fugue.
yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah. Right.
And are we going to do multiple personality disorder now? I don't want her to be that.
I know. I think it would have just been more interesting if we'd had some sort of intense therapy sessions with her, you know?
Yeah, with Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to social media, it was her, like, big anniversary of being on the show for, like, I don't know, 25 years or something. And, like, that's how they're going to repay her for...
Yeah, that's not
another crap storyline.
Yeah, because she's been a solid presence on the show really for a long time.
And a really good nurse, you know.
Super good nurse, yep. Yeah. The go-to nurse most of the time.
Yeah, really.
Although she's kind of slow to get those results back to TJ.
I know, and now like Willow's already going to be like all up in arms about it without any particulars, but...
yeah. Oh, poor Willow.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with Elizabeth. I really don't. Finn was kind of cute like mm-hmm. in a sort of pathetic way.
Yeah, he's seeming more pathetic. I think, I guess ever since, you know, Elizabeth started to tell him, you know, he needed to back off and he couldn't quite do that.
Yeah. Where is Cam supposed to be?
That's a good question, because yeah, he was
not in the courtroom,
right? And you'd think he could have made at least one more appearance in the courtroom.
Yeah, and I didn't see him at Kelly's when we went back to Kelly's.
That's true too. Yeah, yeah, they're not
like it's a real neighborhood, like a real area. Where, like, when we went to Kelly's, and he wasn't.
and you had a BLT, yeah. And I had a slice of pie. Wouldn't that be nice if we did have Kelly's?
It would be, except I'm on a super low carb plan right now. I just feel like I could fall down at any moment.
Oh dear. Oh, that's all you need.
You know, it really does like curb your hunger. Like I will say, mm-hmm. like, okay, it really does when you cut out the carbs. But I mean, at the moment, and it's probably mental, but I just feel like I have no gusto. Oh, it's also really, really hot right now.
Yeah, so. Same here. It's very hot here too.
And oh, I is it?
Feel like, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm wilting here. But
I'm sorry about that. Do you have any AC in your abode?
No. We just have some fans, but you know they're so loud.
Time to get on Amazon, get a little wall unit there.
These windows wouldn't really take a little wall unit.
No?
This big old house. No, you know, they're those big windows that actually have painted some of them shut. So that's part of the problem.
With a nice aqua sort of, or a green of some kind?
Probably? Well, it's the trim, so it's white.
But, okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Gia, I guess we've probably wrapped up everything we need to say about hospital, and now I feel like I've got a mixed sort of reaction to Iris.
Yeah, so. I'm thinking it's probably something on my end since it's always me. So maybe we'll try a different apparatus next time.
Okay.
We'll do a test run with a laptop or something.
Okay. And you didn't cut out in this last 10 or 15 minutes.
No, maybe but that's probably, because probably you all didn't the talk people about have shoes. Left.
Yeah. Like
any listener we had is long gone.
Yeah, and we're not blaming anyone for leaving. Jeez, yeah.
No. They're like, if I listen to this any longer, I'll be in a fugue. I'm in a fugue right now. I'm soaking in it.
Me too. No. I need to take a shower. Oy.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we'll watch again and see what side of the river that. Devil John lands on.
That Hellcat. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we'll try to be a bit more professional next time, although I believe we've set that goal for ourselves.
Don't make
before
any promises. Come on.
Never. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm taking that back right now. We're just going to show up again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's most of the battle, just showing up.
Yeah. Okay, Gia.
All right. I don't see any off button here, so I hope you do.
Yep. I do. I'm going to stop it. Okay. So I'm just going to say goodbye.
All right. Good night, all. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.